Coming up this Saturday and Sunday, it is one of the great events associated with the Scone Horse Festival. It's the St Heliers Heavy Horse Field Day. Joining us to have a chat about it is one of the organisers, Lindsay Von Bunn. Lindsay, how are we doing, mate?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Andrew. Everything's on track. We've got the ground's looking great. The Correctional Service has done a fantastic job of setting it all up for us. We're in the process of setting up all the courses, so we can't wait for the weekend to get around to it.
I know there's been a little bit of rain recently, so it's all greened up there beautifully, has it?
It's great. We have a plough ground up there. They sowed some oats on it about 6 weeks ago, so it's come through. It did cop a coning from the birds and a few kangaroos, but it's looking good. The plough ground's going to make all the ploughmen happy and women.
Lindsay, do you have many competitors turning up? Any idea what the numbers are looking like at this point?
Yeah, we've had a few online entries from a few other shows that have been on. The word is that it's going to be a pretty big show. We never really know until the weekend, but I think we've got 30 or 40 online entries already, so that's a good start because a lot of them don't pre-register, they just turn up on the day.
That is an excellent start. Now, just take us through it. Coming up this Saturday, what will we expect on the first day? What can we see?
Yeah, on the first day, the gates open at 8 o'clock. Yeah, the first classes will be the lead classes, which commence at 8:30. Over the whole weekend, there's approximately 53 classes, so there'll be a lot to see. 12 noon is the opening ceremony and the grand parade, followed by... There's a class called the Concourse d'Elegance. Now, women and ladies and gentlemen, they get dressed up in very refined clothes and they ride their horse around. It's just judged on purely what the judge likes.
Just the aesthetics.
Men do go in it, but in the past it's mainly has been ladies and... It looked pretty fantastic, I can tell you.
Well, looking forward to that. I got the sports show to do on the Saturday, so I'm looking forward to coming out on the Sunday. What can I experience on the second day?
Yeah, on the Sunday, we'll continue on of overflow from Saturday, which will be the ploughing. There's also quite a bit of working class courses, which is log snigging, log obstacle course. There's a slide course. Also on the Sunday, there's the ridden classes. There's a barrel race, which I think we spoke about once before.
I'm really looking forward to seeing that again, although I'll be standing to the side, not right in front of the horses as they're galloping back.
There's also the hay stacking and carting and the pumpkin snatch, which is also pretty well competitive. The pumpkin snatch is very popular.
It is a lot of fun. So it's going to be a big day. What's the entrance fee when we get out to St Heliers?
Yeah, $5 for adults, $2.50 for pensioners, and children under 12 are free.
Well, Lindsay, I'm pretty sure, just going upon all of the other events that we've had so far, so many people talking about lots and lots of visitors to their events. I think you'll see lots of happy, shiny faces there for the St Heliers Heavy Horse Days, Field Days this Saturday and Sunday. Thanks very much for joining us, and we will catch up on Sunday when I'm out there.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Look forward to catching up with you, and hopefully we see a nice big crowd out there as well.